Unit 12. Violent media and aggressive behaviour in children.
With recent worry about mass shootings and gun violence in the US, one of the questions that always comes up is, does watching violence on TV, in movies, or in video games promote aggression? Let's welcome Vanessa Lebou, assistant professor of psychology at Rutgers. She will share her views on this issue with us.
Thank you for having me. Although the issue is often presented as controversial in the media, we have pretty good evidence that exposure to violent media does make children more aggressive. And we've known it for decades.
Really?
In one of the most well-known studies on this topic, published back in the 1960s, researchers showed preschoolers a video of an adult playing with an inflatable doll. In the video, the adult sat on the doll, punched it in the nose, hit the doll on the head with a mallet, and kicked it repeatedly. After watching the video, the children were brought into a playroom with the same doll and lots of other toys.
What happened?
As predicted, the kids who watched the aggressive video imitated what they saw. They beat the doll with a mallet, punched, and kicked it. What was most surprising was that the children found new and creative ways to beat up the doll, and they played more aggressively with the other toys in the room as well. Children didn't just imitate the aggressive behaviors they saw. Seeing aggressive behaviors caused these kids to play more aggressively in general.
That's really interesting. Are there any recent studies supporting this?
Oh, yes. Very recent research suggests that these effects can become particularly problematic when guns are involved. Researchers from Ohio State University brought pairs of 8 to 12-year-old children into a lab and showed them a 20-minute version of a popular PG-rated movie, which means parents strongly cautioned. In the edited movie, the children either saw the actual movie footage, which contained characters using guns, or they watched a version where the guns were edited out. They were then presented with a large room that contained various toys, including Legos, Nerf guns, and games.
Let me guess, the results were not surprising.
No, not at all. The children who watched the movie with the guns played more aggressively than children who watched the movie with the guns edited out, consistent with previous research. But that wasn't all. The study had a bit of a twist. The playroom also contained a closed cabinet. In one of the drawers was a real .38 caliber handgun. The gun was not loaded and couldn't fire bullets, but was modified to keep track of the number of times the trigger was pulled hard enough that the gun would have gone off.
Did the children know that there was a gun in the room?
No, they did not. The researchers were simply interested in whether the children would find the gun on their own, and if they did, what they'd do with it.
And what was the result?
About 83% of the kids in the study found the gun, and most of them played with it. Of the kids who found it, 27% immediately gave it to the experimenter, and the experimenter took it out of the room. Of the remaining 58% of kids who found the gun, 42% played with it in various ways. Importantly, almost none of the kids who watched the movie clip without guns ever pulled the trigger. The kids who watched the movie that contained gun footage were more likely to pull the trigger of the real gun. On average, they pulled it about 2 to 3 times and spent 4 to 5 times longer holding it when compared to kids who watched the movie with no gun footage.
Wow, that's scary.
What's even scarier is that some of these kids pulled the trigger more than a few times. In fact, they pulled it quite a lot. Some pulled the trigger over 20 times. One child pointed the gun out the window at people walking down the street, and another child pressed the gun to another child's temple and pulled the trigger.
To be honest, I'm speechless. I would not have expected that to happen.
This research suggests that violent media can cause aggressive behavior in children, and that this behavior can be incredibly problematic if violent media includes guns. Indeed, children are incredibly curious about guns, and they can have difficulty understanding the difference between real and toy guns.
Vanessa, you shared a lot of research with us. Coming back to my earlier question, does viewing violent media cause more aggression in children? What is your opinion on that now?
The answer based on this research is a very clear yes. And it's worth pointing out that the videos children saw in the studies I described were pretty mild. They either saw a homemade video of someone playing roughly with a doll or 20-minute clips of movies that were rated PG. the violence in these videos pales in comparison to the violence in other full-length movies and in video games.
What is your advice for parents?
If you don't want your children to be aggressive or violent, keep them away from violent media, and even away from toy weapons that might encourage aggressive behavior all on their own. That doesn't mean your child won't act aggressively. Some children are just naturally more aggressive than others, but it's certainly a start.
Thank you, Vanessa, for this interview.